Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay one more day. He should be back tomorrow, so everything gets back to normal tomorrow. No more train off the rails anymore. Everything will be all just, everything will be smooth sailing
for you
when Andrew returns.
Everybody loves hearing you on. My goodness. I do too. I do. It's great.
It's good to be back on the air. It's nice being able to fill in for Andrew this past week. It's 76 degrees here, and last week on Friday, we were expected to get thunderstorms today and possibly even tomorrow. But now it looks like it's cleared up a little bit. We'll have partly cloudy skies. But with that, with us losing the rain, it means we're going to be getting the heat. Heat has been the big story, kind of nationwide and actually worldwide. There's a story I have over in Europe about the heat later on in the show, but apparently they had some, those record-breaking temperatures that David was talking about that was happening in California and Nevada and everything. Well, apparently we're going to be getting some of that heat in the next coming days, so we're going to be back up in the 90s again. So I'll keep an eye on all that. A couple of local stories here I want to hit on. One that stood out to me this morning was free curbside recycling could be going away. Yeah, if you're one of those that likes to recycle, which I do, I've always recycled, and Escambia County or ECUA says that I guess there's high recycling contamination rates, and they're losing money on recycling, and so to kind of offset that, they may begin to have some sort of price increase if you want to recycle. That makes me wonder, if they do that, I wonder how many people will get rid of recycling. Like, yeah, you could go ahead and take your blue bin.
I'll keep it. We had somebody in it, I think it was Santa Rosa County, that made the comment. They said that a lot of people do what's called wish cycling. Like, oh, I meant to, but then they don't rinse out their cans. Oh. They just put it in there, and that's what causes the contamination. Then there's a lot of that, or people just obviously putting the wrong thing, but it's called wish cycling, because you mean to, but it is. It's screwing it up for everybody else.
Well, admittedly, I'm one of those that kind of messes up sometimes, because there's certain things
too.
I'm like, well, this should be recycled.
Right.
Like glass. I'm always throwing glass stuff in there.
Yeah, sure.
And you're not supposed to put glass stuff in there. I'm like, why not? Glass is recyclable.
Yeah. And you can't put glass in?
No, it's not one of the things that they...
Well, evidently like, I am
well,
too.
I mean, it can be recycled, but right. That's not like one of their things that they do. So,
right.
It's got to be in a separate, like a whole separate thing. So I'll sometimes mess up things. Or there's like certain kinds of plastics that they can't recycle.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, it's plastic, throw it in there, and they're like, why did you put this in here? Contamination alert. We need AI on our garbage cans.
We absolutely
so we throw something
do.
In there, it just spits it out. And you're like, whoa, all right, come on now. You don't have to be so rude, You just throw something can. in the trash, and all of a sudden it opens up the lid and it makes like this big belch sound.
And then you know to put it in your other garbage.
Oh, my bad.
That'd be perfect.
That's the wrong one.
Like the Sesame Street recycling or an Oscar.
Exactly. Oscar just.
No candy.
He's just like, I don't think so. And he's going to sound rough like that too.
That's right.
I don't think so. Take it back. Wrong trash can. Brother, put it in the other one. And you're like, oh, all right. Why is my trash can from Long Island? I don't understand what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
That would help out a lot. I mean, I'm joking, but at the same time, I'm like, we have the technology. We know artificial intelligence could determine whether or not what I'm throwing away is good or not. Or it could be like, and it throws it out and is like, you didn't clean this off. Clean this off first, buddy, and then put it back in. You're like, all right, daggone, man. My trash can's rude.
Yeah, and from Long Island, so same thing. You should, that's pretty funny. You should invent that, Bobby, and then sell it to the mayor.
Yeah,
I'll make the PowerPoint.
Yeah, and then pitch it to municipalities all over the place. This, I'm telling you, this will help you save you guys a lot of money in the long run.
It would. After startup costs.
Make sure people are recycling the correct thing. Plus, they get to interact with their trash can. Who doesn't want to interact with their trash can?
Get to know the trash
better. It's going to be a benefit all the way around. Kids are going to love it. You have different settings. If you don't want the Long Island guy, you can use some sort of British guy so it sounds nicer. Or if you think British people sound evil, then it'll work that way too. So, I don't know.
Yeah, like the old Tom Toms. You could switch the little voice on there. It is pretty funny. The Australian guy.
Like, you know what? I don't like you telling me what to do. I'm switching your voice to somebody else. How you like that now, Tom Tom?
We put ours on Australian because it sounded fancy. But yeah. Exactly. But there was a place called Philly's, and they have cheesesteaks and hoagies, and it was like Jesus steaks and hoagies, and we were like, Jesus steaks? Like, it was reading it wrong, and I'm like, oh my God, that was so, we had to take it off because it sounded so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, got the windows down, bless you're like, yeah. Oh, shoot.
That's right. Okay. It's not what we meant,
God. Roll the windows up. Don't look out the window. Yeah. Don't look at the neighbors in the eye. They're gonna, you know, we don't want them to... No, we heard what they said. Yeah, that's terrible, but that's funny at the same time.
Yeah.
I did that with my Siri at one point, and then I realized I didn't know what it was telling me anymore. And so I'm like, I don't understand a word you're saying. You need to speak English. And I'm like, oh, it is speaking English. I just don't understand that English. The Queen's English.
The Queen's English is different, though.
It is.
A little bit.
Oh, my goodness. FEMA has thrown a little roadblock into Navarre's beach nourishment plan. So back in April, the Santa Rosa County Commission voted to contribute $7 million towards an $18 million project that was going to bring in sand to about 4 miles of Navarre Beach to help to rebuild the beach. So $18 million project, Santa Rosa County going to put in $7 million. Where's the rest going to come from? Well, at the time, they thought that FEMA was going to chip in at least $4 million. And the Florida Department of Environmental Protection would bring in another $7 million. Well, now FEMA's basically said, yeah, we ain't giving you $4 million for that project. You want sand? You know, figure out a way to get it on your own. We're not chipping in. So apparently this has not killed the project just yet. It just means they're going to have to figure out another way to come up with the $4 million that they were expecting FEMA to come up with. Final little, it's a development project to let you know about. Over in Pace, HCA Florida West is breaking ground on a new emergency clinic. They broke ground last week on it. 11,000 square foot freestanding emergency department building. It's going to be over on Highway 90 and P Ridge Connector Road.
Okay.
So I think this is one of the things. So about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. The state legislature got rid of a law in the state of Florida. We were one of, like, I think there's only like two states left that had a law like this. We finally got rid of it. The law was if a medical, any kind of medical office or hospital wanted to set up a business or building, mm-hmm. they had to get legislature approval before they could do it. And oftentimes the legislature will go, we don't really think there's a big need there. They can travel into Milton. They can go into Pensacola.
Yeah, right.
There's a hospital close to Pensacola. And they would literally say this. We're afraid that if we allow an emergency room in Pace, that might negatively affect the hospital that's in Pensacola. So we're going to deny it. And I was like, what? It's none of your business. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, I would imagine people's safety in the county would be their primary thing, you know.
Right.
But
exactly. You would think that.
And not Sacred Heart's profits or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't
exactly.
make sense.
That's like what they're doing. It's like, wait a minute. So you are protecting the profits of a different business. Like, it's none of your like.
Right.
And they go, well, we're afraid your little freestanding place in Pace probably isn't going to work. It'll probably fail. So we're going to deny it. Like, well, if it fails, isn't that on them to lose money? And
yeah,
to,
sure,
like,
sure.
Let them make that decision. So that they finally got rid of that law 4 years ago. And that has really opened up a lot of urgent care. That's why we're seeing so many urgent care places mm-hmm. popping around, emergency room centers
need them.
And stuff like this.
especially in Santa Rosa. My God,
I mean, Pace needs that.
Yes, you know, 100%.
They definitely need that. So I think this is a good thing right there. I mean, it's going to take a while before they get done with it, but it's expected to bring about 50 jobs for healthcare professionals in that area.
Good.
So very good little update right there. Speaking of health, did you hear about Jason Aldean?
No, is he okay?
Jason Aldean had a heat stroke during his concert last night. Had to leave finish it early because he got a heat stroke. Went to his Twitter, one of those social medias later, and explained he went golfing during the before the concert.
Right,
went golfing during the concert, and then he goes out on stage, and it's just too much between golf and then going out on stage and doing the concert. Kind of wore himself out, so he apologized to the fans, said he'll come back and do a full show for them later down the road. But yeah, that heat stroke's no joke. And this is the time of year where you're starting to see this starting to pop up a lot more when it's in 90-degree weather. And
right.
Some people don't have air conditioner and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, when you're on stage, you've been on stage before. It's just, even if it's just to bring on a band, like, it's still like, oh my gosh. I don't know how they do it, man.
Well, because they have all those lights, too.
Right, on top of it, yeah.
Outdoor weather, the lights, and you're just, like, burning up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
God, poor Jason.
So he did a little golfing and then went on stage and got dehydrated and had heat strokes.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Okay.
I got a story about Miranda Lambert, too. I'll wait on that one just a little bit. Mm. Coming up here next, right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Going to get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Get ready to get down with the legendary disco and dance group, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty, shake your booty, booty.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Casey and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider.
Are you prepared?
Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks when the storm hits.
You should be 1 week ready.
And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
But Andrew will be back tomorrow. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's about 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of 90 today, maybe even a little bit hotter than that. The heat wave is starting to, well, it's not just hitting us here. It's going to be hitting the Northeast, and Europe's got a big old heat wave thing going on too. I got to let you know about. And something I thought was kind of funny from Miranda Lambert coming up here a little bit later as well. First, let's get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, you mentioned it. The biggest thing on everybody's mind seems to be this heat wave that's just been hitting the South and the Southwest especially. And they're saying in Phoenix that Saturday was the hottest day of the year that they've had so far. And apparently it hit 118 degrees there on Saturday. Plenty more heats expected throughout the week as well. The final phase of the trial for convicted Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue shooter Robert Bowers gets underway today. Jurors will decide on the death penalty for him. And another big story I saw, the 25-year-old woman that disappeared last week on Thursday after she called 911 from the side of a highway in Alabama. Well, she was found alive over the weekend. The Hoover Police Department says Carly Russell returned home. She was alone on Saturday, returned home. She was taken to a hospital for evaluation. So far, there's not a whole lot of information on what happened to this woman. They haven't released any of the information, but this was that case where she was on the side of a highway and she called 911 and reported seeing a child on the side of the road and then just disappeared, and police found her car and everything there. So,
and then her boyfriend said that she was kidnapped and fighting for her life or something like this.
Right.
And she ends up showing up and everything's okay.
Yeah, just kind of a bizarre situation here. So I guess it'll be interesting to see what all comes of this.
Yeah, I've seen a few stories about it, just basically just stating, like, you know, things aren't really adding up with this story. So I think they're going to be some, we're probably going to get some, I don't think the story's over. I think we're going to find some more information here in the next couple of days. I was pleased to talk to her and investigate and things like that, because it is, there's something strange going on, you know, when it comes to that story. So kind of interesting one right there. There is, you know, when you're talking about the heat, I saw this in Europe. They're having such a heat wave that some countries are going to get around 113 degrees Fahrenheit in Europe. And fact, they're actually calling, they actually have a name for the heat wave. It's called Cerberus. Like, we call, you know, like we have storm systems. We're like, oh, there's Tropical Storm Dawn and all this other stuff. They have a heat wave that they've named now. I've not heard that before, where you're going to name heat waves.
And what was the name again?
It's kind of Cerberus.
I don't know what, like, that means, but it sounds intimidating.
It does sound intimidating. Like, I mean, you call something Cerberus. Like, ooh, I guess it gave me a little chill up my spine. Cerberus.
Well, then it's working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like when they used to call the, remember we started calling cold fronts. We started naming cold fronts.
That's
now.
Right. That's true.
It used to just be like, you know, now we're naming everything. Anything weather related, we're naming it.
That's true.
Like the polar vortex of terror, you know.
Right.
I don't know why it has to be so horrific. The Cerberus.
Well, if it doesn't have a scary name, it won't sell movie tickets in a few years, you know?
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Good call, David.
Plus I do think it is a way for them to go, like the news anchors are covering it, you know? Mm-hmm. They're like, so we're right in the middle of Cerberus right now, so remember to stay inside your home. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely staying inside.
Cerberus.
You know? They're like, whoa, what are you doing outside? Hey, get off my lawn, because Cerberus is out. You know, instead of being a grumpy old man, it's about Cerberus. So it seems very intimidating. I think it's a way to keep people inside the house. That's what it comes down to. All right. Miranda Lambert was singing in a concert. Stopped her song. She was singing Tin Man. Stopped her song. And here you go. Here's the audio.
I'm going to stop right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little bit.
Girls were taking selfies, so she stopped her concert to call out the girls taking selfies. Yeah, so I was talking right there. She says, we're here to hear country music tonight, and I'm singing country music. So, come on. I'm sorry. I think this is funny because it sounds like Miranda Lambert's throwing a little temper tantrum. Like, pay attention to me.
Well, she's known
Stop
for that.
Stop paying attention to yourself.
Dude, when she and Blake Shelton divorced, she hooked up with that married cop that had a daughter, and like she was throwing salads at people's heads. And she's not friendly.
She's not a friendly person. No,
she's not.
Right there, it's like they're taking selfies, but she's in the background. Like they're taking selfies of themselves with her behind them singing.
Yeah, well then wave, bitch. You know, I mean, they bought tickets to your concert.
Like, wow, what is wrong with her?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two children missing in flash flooding in Pennsylvania are presumed to have drowned. Their mother is one of five people killed. Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
Officials in southeastern Pennsylvania's Makefield Township say the area got 6.5 to 7 inches of rain in about 45 minutes early Saturday evening, sweeping three cars into a nearby creek. Several members of a single family among those dead and a 9-month-old boy and his 2-year-old sister are still missing.
The kids were visiting from South Carolina. Their father, grandmother, and 4-year-old brother got to safety. Two people are killed, their daughter injured in an attack on a bridge linking Russia with the Crimean Peninsula.
It provides an important connection to Russian troops fighting in Ukraine. Citing an unidentified source, two Ukrainian media outlets say Kyiv's security service was behind it.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Russia, meantime, is suspending a deal allowing grain from Ukraine to be shipped from to other countries. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75 right now. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. A Pensacola man facing charges for allegedly beating and robbing a person on Davis Highway over the weekend. 49-year-old Paul Grady Saint was arrested on Saturday. Deputies say they were called about a robbery at Davis and Olive Road. The victim alleges Davis beat them and took $20 from their pockets. Saint being held now on $3,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. Police in Fairhope say a person that had been reported missing was found dead over the weekend. That person's identity so far has not been released, nor is the location they were found. Officers do say that they are not suspecting foul play. The person had been reported missing earlier in the weekend on Saturday. It's a wrap for this year's Blue Marlin Grand Championship Fishing Tournament. The winning fish, a 597-pound marlin, and it measured 121 inches, caught by Kevin Corville's team, weighed in Saturday at the wharf. Corville's team also won that tournament back in 2012. All the fish that are caught during this tournament are donated to feed the community as well. There was 4,000 pounds of marlin distributed at Cooper Farm in Foley on Saturday. A Brevard County man accused of traveling to Volusia County to meet an underage girl for sex. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says that Cocoa Beach's Brandon Donato was arrested on Saturday in Deltona. Deputies say the 29-year-old was expecting to meet a 12-year-old girl, but instead he met an undercover detective. A teenager has died after a boat crash in Manatee County. That happened on Saturday. A jet ski hit a boat on the Manatee River. FWC says a 14-year-old boy on the boat was killed. His 17-year-old brother was hurt. There's no word on the 17-year-old's condition at this time, and no details have been released on how that collision happened. Work continuing in North Escambia County as the Escambia River Electric Cooperative continues building the infrastructure for high-speed internet service. EREC has been laying fiber optic line along their service area, and soon they'll be offering high-speed internet for between $50 and $100 a month in their service area. EREC says they've been installing the fiber optic line. They've also installed equipment at two of their substations in Bratt and in Oak Grove. Both those systems will provide service to anyone in the EREC area, and the systems have battery backups and generators that'll keep the service running even if there is a power outage. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We're going to be seeing a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, high near 95 with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID.4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, then adds their own unique and special flavors and serves it to you on the rocks. Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back tomorrow. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him today. We're talking about Cerberus, the heat wave that has been named in Europe. It's so hot, they've actually named it Cerberus. Well, I got a text here. Friends on an Adriatic cruise. I have friends who were on an Adriatic cruise. It was 107 degree Fahrenheit real temp in Athens on Friday. Being aged in the late 70s, they stayed on the ship. Yeah, I can imagine. That would be that makes it for a rough vacation right there, going out to 107 degrees. Let's tour Athens. No, thank you. I'm not in my late 70s, and I'd still be like, I'm going to stay in the cabin.
Bring out the buffet.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe go snorkeling or something. Not
in the pool on the ship.
Yeah, in the pool on the ship. There you go. Yeah, keep it cool. Oh, my goodness. I saw this story here. The Daily Mail. Why the Secret Service stopped their cocaine investigation. The White House cocaine investigation. Oh, right. I was like, oh, let me pull this up, see what this is about. Because we know that they did this big investigation. They've got security cameras, multiple security cameras in every room and in the hallways. You know, how could they not know who had the baggie? Who brought the baggie in?
Yes.
Right? Well, according to this, a spokesperson for the Secret Service explained they have about 500 suspects who could have brought the baggie in. Like, in looking at video and who was in that room and who was right by where the baggie was found and everything, about 500 suspects. And the Secret Service decided it would cost too much in public resources to track down those 500 people and interview them. So they're just going to let it go. And honestly, I agree with them. I mean, is it bad that somebody brought cocaine to the White House? Yeah. Is it a national security problem? No. Is it illegal to bring cocaine or to be having cocaine? Yep. Cocaine's an illegal drug. But it's like not the end of the world. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it's honestly, the only reason why I think this is even made a story is because Hunter was in the White House at the time it was found. That's the only reason why this blew up as big. It would still be covered. It still would have been covered no matter what. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. Somebody brought illegal drugs into the White House. But do you think this is the first time illegal drugs have been in the White House?
Absolutely not.
JFK,
this year.
I mean, what
is, yeah, oh my gosh, man.
We've got some presidents there that they themselves might have been bringing stuff in, right? So I'm just like, this is not the first time there's been illegal drugs in the White House. It's not going to be the last time that there's illegal drugs in the White House. The fact that it was left out in the open, somebody could find it, that's a bit surprising, absolutely. I think also somebody, I was seeing somebody else was trying to make the argument of why this is a big deal is because if you can bring illegal drugs in, you know, could you bring a illegal firearm or
sure, a biochemical weapon or something? Yeah, right.
Well, the thing is when you go through security, they have metal detectors for that stuff. There is no drug detector. You know, they're not searching everybody.
They have them at the airport. They can't have them at the White House. Not that I guess that's as big a deal, but
yeah, I mean, they're not making you go through the naked body scanner when you get into the White House like you do at the airport.
Yeah,
raise your arms up.
That's true. Step on this thing.
Yeah, step on this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could, but why? It's just the White House.
That's true. I don't know.
I guess if the president's there, look, they're just going, look, well, you're not going to attack the president with cocaine, with a bag of cocaine.
No, not this president, no. What? You don't think he could use some? I'm just kidding.
No, this one right here, you just give him a crossword puzzle, and that'll stump him enough.
There it is. He'll
be like,
yeah.
He'll be like,
nice.
No, this is... So I agree with them. The resources, the public resources they'd have to do to track down those 500 people, most of whom I'm sure were tourists who aren't even from there, right? They live in other places. Like, is it worth it for a bag of cocaine? And what are you going to do? And this is in D.C., by the way, where I think cocaine is a misdemeanor. So it's like,
I know.
So you're gonna
it's served as an appetizer at some of your finer restaurants. Just kidding.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah. D.C. is like, full of drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And then their final little note, they were like, and plus, we already know it's Hunter's. So, then they're like,
right.
No, they didn't say that. I'm just joking. That part was a joke. Disney's new returning CEO, Bob Iger, remember, he returned about 7 months ago to help kind of save the sunken ship, like the sinking ship. Disney was starting to sink a little bit.
That's right.
Bob Iger's come in. They had a retreat with shareholders and things, and he was on CNBC late last week to kind of give an update of what he told shareholders and kind of what the update on with the company with Disney. One of the things that came out that to me was a little bit of a shock is he says that Disney is doing he says we're facing a lot of challenges. Some of them are self-inflicted. And then he said that Disney's going to be expansive in its thinking about traditional TV business, leaving the door open to possibly selling ABC and ESPN. So right now, Disney owns ABC and ESPN, and he basically this week said they're open to possibly dumping those, selling them off to somebody else. Or in the case of ESPN, he actually specifically said they're possibly looking at taking on a partner who would run the ESPN aspect, like run all of ESPN. The partner being probably another media conglomerate of some sort, right? Something like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting because a lot of people believe that Disney is one of those companies that has too much power. Their hands are in too many things. And he's kind of saying, we have our hands in too many things. That's why some of our problems are self-inflicted.
Sure.
Because we have our hands in too many things. We need to change it up a little bit. One of those things that may change up is selling off ABC, selling off ESPN. So I think a lot of people would welcome that. We'll have to see what happens. Who knows if it'll actually occur, but I thought it was interesting nonetheless. We were just talking about Washington, D.C. Saw some interesting facts here. The population of Washington, D.C., the population jumps up 79% every day when people commute in.
Oh, I bet that's true. Words, sure.
Yeah. D.C.'s so small, especially if you've been there.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
There's not much housing in D.C.
At all. Like, at all.
At all. And so...
No, people live in Virginia and Maryland.
They live,
In the outskirts, right on the metro sites. I worked at DC 101, and I had to live in Maryland.
And I
lived at three different places, all in Maryland. But yeah, you could live in Maryland or Virginia,
Then people, or they live in Virginia. I have a couple of friends who live in Virginia side.
It's got the metro stops.
But they all commute in.
Yeah,
they all commute in. So the population jumps up almost 80%.
Oh,
whenever people commute in.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. It's weird because that whole city is just like dead too after a certain time.
When people leave.
Yeah. The only thing that's open is the bars.
You're like, there's nothing to do here.
That's right. Here, let's go see the Exorcist steps. And we're back. they're in Georgetown, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine the residents there. Because I love D.C. I think it's a beautiful city.
Oh, I do, too. Yeah, there's some neat little places inside D.C., like Adams Circle I'm trying to remember all the names. Del Mar Circle and Adams Morgan and all these great little places. But, man, they were expensive as hell in, like, 30 years ago.
Yeah, and now it's only worse.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, but, yeah, it was always easier to stay out and just commute in, of course.
Just commute in. That's what most people do. Yeah. So they have the biggest... jump in population due to commute. Mm-hmm. Boston is next, though, with 40%.
Oh.
Their population jumps up 40% due to commuters coming in. Houston would be third at 28%. That kind of surprised me.
Oh, sure.
So that's interesting. Here's another little interesting statistic, politically related. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, he was not at the theater when his father was assassinated in 1865. However, he was present when two other presidents were assassinated. He was with James Garfield at the train station in D.C. when he was assassinated in 1881.
Wow.
And he was in the same building in New York when William McKinley was assassinated in 1901.
He's the bad luck bear.
That's what I was going to say. Robert Lincoln was like...
Pass.
Next president's around, he's like, hey, my first request, just keep Robert away from
That's
me.
That's right. Hey, Robert, why don't you go get some cocaine and meet me in the White House?
Yeah, exactly. Good grief.
In populated D.C.
And final little statistic here, politically related. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania is misspelled on the Liberty Bell. It only has one of the first two N's. So it's P-E-N-N-S-Y-L. It only says P-E-N. S-Y-L-V.
Well, is it
now,
on the
here's
crack?
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. Back when it was made and back when it was, there, at the time, they used to use two different spellings for Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Pennsylvania, the state didn't settle on an official spelling until later. And when they came out with the official spelling, see, that would have been my argument for the one N. I'd have been like, well, we have the Liberty Bell as it with one N.
Yeah, right.
And, that should be the... end all for the official spelling. They're like, nope, it's going to be two N's. And it's like, okay. All right. Forget the Liberty Bell then. Who cares about the Liberty Bell? Actually, I saw this other statistic not related to politics. China drinks 38% of the alcohol in the world.
China. They do?
Oh. 38% of Alabama. I thought that would be the United States, to be honest.
I thought that'd be Florida, to be honest. Florida. Pensacola, specifically. On Palafox. Wow.
No. China drinks 38% of the alcohol in the world, but 99.5% of the alcohol they drink is a liquor called Baijiu.
Baijiu.
B-A-I-J-I-U. Never heard of it.
But I've never heard of it either, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't know, probably something that comes from a rice drink or something.
That makes sense.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Degrees here in the Pensacola area right now. It's going to be a high of about 90. And there is a little, like, slight chance of rain right around 11 o'clock today. About a 48% chance of just get a little pop-up shower right around that period of time. But the rest of the day should be partly cloudy, looking at the threat net radar. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, former President Trump says that there are some good people that are running against him for the GOP nomination.
We have some very talented people. I've been impressed by some of them. Some of them I'm very friendly with, actually.
And that was from Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. And he didn't rule out the possibility of selecting a running mate from his primary challengers, but did not name anybody specifically. Men's Wimbledon champion being crowned. It was called an epic battle of the ages. Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz defeated Novak Djokovic of Serbia in a match that lasted almost 5 hours. I'm winded just thinking about it. And this is the first Monday in over six decades that members of the Actors Union and Writers Guild of America are on strike at the same time. The SAG-AFTRA walkout, of course, happened last Thursday. And the writer's strike has been ongoing for several months now. Both unions striking against the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. And I guess it remains to be seen how long this will go on. But TV watchers everywhere are cringing, thinking of their favorite shows not coming back.
Yeah, at least not for a while. It's definitely going to be delayed. I mean, it's already being delayed because of the writer's strike. But now with the actors striking, too, that's it. You know, because whatever was written... So actors were still working because there was stuff already written that they were already, you know, doing. Now them walking out too, that's definitely a delay right there. So we'll have to see what happens with all that. You know, Donald Trump talking about, oh, there's good people I'm running against. This shows his confidence in the from the polling. There was a recent Turning Point straw poll where he just dominated it. And this is when he starts to compliment the people that are running against him, you know, the only reason why he's doing that is because he's feeling very confident about securing the nomination. Because it, watch how quickly that will turn around if there's even a crack shown in any of the polling. If he sees any kind of little crack, all of a sudden, nope, everybody I'm running against are horrible. They'd be terrible for the country. They're despicable human. Like that's what he does.
Or he gives them nicknames. Like the fascist. He does.
When he has confidence that he's going to win, then all of a sudden I'm running against great people. These are very good men and women. Like, you weren't saying that 3 hours ago. But, yeah, well, that's Trump for you. There. Today in history. Today was the day, back in 1821, that Spain ceded Florida to the United States.
Hey.
Today was the day. July 17th, we became part of the United States instead of part of Espanol. Also today,
woohoo!
Disneyland had its very buenas first
noches. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Buenas noches. We're speaking English, in English, instead of in Espanol.
There it is.
In 1955, Disneyland had its opening day today in history. So
wow.
That was the start of the parks back in 1955. Today was the day in 2009, Walter Cronkite passed away at the age of 92.
Oh, man.
So
we just watched this thing on HBO called White House Plumbers. Mm-hmm. That it talks about the Watergate, but they it was really good. But they showed all the Roger Mudd, Walter Cronkite, all that, like the old newscasters and I'm sorry. Yeah, I remember when he passed.
Old historic newscasters, good stuff right there. I saw this story, a little disturbing. Tinder, one of the very popular dating apps. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one that like started the whole swipe right, swipe left.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know what swipe right. Swipe left means, but I know one of them means you like a person.
And then the other one doesn't. Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. And so I think a lot of copycat apps have come out since then, but Tinder was like the original one. According to a new poll, only a third of Tinder users are single. Yeah. 65% said that they're either in a relationship or they're married.
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, they're not in happy relationships. Otherwise, they would not be on that
date. Yeah, but don't you have to have your photo up there? How are they going to be like?
No.
You don't?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, hey, I saw your husband on Tinder. I mean, and any one of your single friends is going to, I would imagine, blow it for you with your spouse. I don't know.
Why do you assume it's the guys?
Because it's always the guys, Bobby. Not really. No, there's girls too that do it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I love Reddit. That's how I know. I love Reddit, the drama on Reddit.
Reddit told me.
If I don't know the people, it's great.
So have you heard of micro weddings?
No.
Apparently, this is becoming a trend, and it's going, and according to some like relationship experts or whatever, this is going to become a bigger and bigger trend down the road. Micro weddings. Essentially, it's like fewer than 50 guests, often 20 guests or less. So it's just a very intimate, I guess, a better way to put it. They call them micro weddings, but it's more like an intimate style wedding. So instead of having all your friends and family attend your wedding, it's just a handful of guests.
Perfect.
Handful of select people. So apparently this is becoming a bigger and bigger trend. I don't know why. Like maybe save money, maybe if you're doing a destination wedding, you're like, yeah, we can only have like 20 people. You know?
Sure.
Something like that. But apparently that's becoming one of the big relationship trends right there as well.
Man.
Micro weddings.
My next one. I'm just kidding. No, Dana married us. Dana Cervantes married us on the internet during COVID. So I guess ours was micro. And her fiance at the time was her, I guess, our best man or whatever.
Yeah.
He'd never met Darren, but anyway. So it's micro.
That's micro.
That's right.
Absolutely. Online micro.
We'll be back.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There could be a possibility that recycling.